Call Colm on 1850 715 922. The Colm Hayes Show on 2FM.
Ah, yes, here we are. We're live. People, the Colm Hayes Festival Dome before. And before I introduce everybody, let's find out why we're here for Thank Feck It's Friday. Yay! Thank Feck It's Friday. Let me introduce the entire ensemble here. There's 843 people here in the studio. For food, we have my favourite, Clodagh McKenna. Clodagh!
Very good. Merry, merry Christmas.
So good to see you. An amazing pair of boots. Are you in pantomime?
Oh, thank you.
Look at them.
For those of you who can't see, they're really long black leather boots. But Lottie, you'll tell us.
I like them a lot, yeah.
For those who can't see, nobody can see. This is radio, but we can. They're fantastic. They're going all the way up to your knee.
Yeah.
Good? You like that? I like that.
Yeah.
Lottie Ryan is here with Showbiz Gossip. And Lottie's just wearing comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
We have Kevin Gallagher. How are you?
How's it going?
Okay, give me a second. McGarren?
McGarren.
Kevin is the new... God, you guys are really loving this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Kevin, of course, is the new host of Republic Italian, doing a fantastic job!
Yay! Much
appreciated.
No, really, loved it. And it was watching you... Doing your stand-up as well.
Yeah.
I just thought you were just a normal
jokes.
Presenter. Yeah.
No. Started off just... Telling jokes and puns for money.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Give us
and
a
you're
tenner,
so young.
I'll tell you a joke.
I look old. People think I look very old.
What age are you?
27.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, years of alcoholism has sort of damaged my face.
Apparently...
go away. You look like a baby.
Apparently when you go on forums...
hairy, disgruntled baby.
You're described as a ride.
By who now? I'm hearing rumours like this only from radio hosts. I never hear it from women. It's only men in their 40s who...
Lottie, can we give a score, Lottie?
Lottie?
Yeah, definitely.
No, right. I just want yes or no, would you?
Yeah, totally. No,
Miriam O'Callaghan. Miriam,
you're
a radio host too.
Oh, yes, of course.
They might have
it. That's it. It's me and Miriam.
Clodagh? Yeah.
I think I'm too old.
Are you just going to go around the whole group as
no,
to the rest of
them?
Colm?
Okay, hands up. Any gay gentlemen here? Who's gay?
Yay! Everyone's a gay.
Kevin, would you?
Everyone's a bit gay, Colm.
And we've got music today from this club.
Yay!
A friend of the show, almost our house band at this stage.
Yeah, love
you guys. So much. I love your stuff, and I love the cover version you're going to do as well. And for the first time, Hot Sprocket!
Yay! Thank you.
Looking very, very 70s, very long hair. When I came in, I thought it was this club. And I thought, God, those guys have let themselves go.
Thanks. Look like this club, party hard.
They look gorgeous.
I don't know how to take that.
Either way, it's going to go down to a fight. Okay, so first song, Hot Sprocket's really looking forward to this. What are you going to do first?
We're going to do Coming On.
Okay, so, sorry, we've got... three, four of Hot Sprocket's people are
five. Andy over there, drummer.
Okay, introduce
Shake and Bake.
From there.
I'm Soper. Yeah. Sing and play guitar.
Soper?
Soper, yeah.
Where'd you get that name?
It's my surname.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the thing you get in the showers.
Yeah.
Okay, and who else have we got?
That's Frank.
Yeah.
Frankie. That's Drew over there. Sexy
okay.
Drew.
Okay.
On drums. Joe, bass player. And then Timmy Thunder over here with the sideburns.
Wow.
Timmy Thunder.
That's my surname, what can I say?
I think I got you for Christmas as a doll.
Frank, you got the wrong stick of names, didn't you?
The blow-up one.
I wanted Reckless Eric, I think, or what's the guy that stretches? Stretch Armstrong.
Reckless Eric.
My friend's sister bit a Stretch Armstrong and it exploded in her face. It was just filled with fat. She cried, like, really, like, a lot. Wow. It was traumatic.
He's so obese.
There goes her social life.
He was just filled with weird silicone fat.
It's horrible.
Okay, we need some music. We need some music.
Coming on. Thank you.
Guys.
Sweet, cheers.
I tell you, Tommy Underpants has given a loads of it. Timmy Thunder, sorry.
Incredible. One of the fanciest Timmy guitars Underpants. I've ever seen over there. Yeah. It's like a mirrored...
It's like the Dire Straits guitar. Yeah. So what
it's that actual one.
Is it? Really? Is it Mark's?
Mark gave it to us.
Wow, that'd be great if it was.
Pretty cool. It has his name on the back. And all.
Okay, we'll stay with that
story. It's like listening message to Bob from Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yeah. Neil Young as well. And I got to say, the videos you do are really good on YouTube. And you did one, and the whole thing was recorded in one take.
That was for this song.
Yeah, and it just goes on and on. It's amazing the way that the timing and everything. How long did that take to go?
Yeah, it was serious planning, but it was worth it in the end. It was crazy.
It was done in one day. One day.
It was 9 shots.
Wow. Yeah.
Filmed by our friend Luke Sweetman.
It's like, what was that band? OK Go, wasn't it, when they did that?
Yeah, they've got loads of that.
That actually wasn't in one shot.
Yeah, they're actually cut.
They cheated, did they?
Yeah.
OK, I'm glad you told me that. And this club, you did it in one take when you did...
Everything is one take.
Yeah, much quicker.
In the car, you only had one go of it.
Before we got caught by the cops.
We did it about 12 times and we picked the best one.
It is 12 times,
Well, that was the best one, was it?
Yeah.
Ball busted.
Look, we've got food. Close the kettle.
Are you hungry?
Yes, we are hungry.
Starving.
The one thing we like to have on Thank Feck It's Friday is we have snacks for the weekend.
So we
have the most amazing chefs and we bring them in, celebrity or otherwise. And you are both, celebrity and otherwise.
No, I'm just otherwise. I'll drop the celebrity.
Otherwise means gorgeous.
Oh, okay, gorgeous. Good,
and Clodagh knows I mean that. What have you got for us?
First off, I brought in some parmesan and rosemary little stars. Aren't they cute? They're so easy to make.
They're so festive looking.
They're so festive. I brought in some little roulades with mincemeat in them, but you could put cranberry and everything in them.
Yeah.
I brought in some potted crabs, some delicious crab up from Ted Brown and Dingle, and just some different ideas of how you do it. Yesterday, I launched my 12 Days to Christmas on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So basically, if you hashtag Clodagh's Christmas, every day I'm putting up about videos and all different recipes, and every day I'm doing a different subject. So yesterday was edible gifts. Today is party food.
Edible gifts.
Yeah.
Like underwear.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that.
Yeah. So yesterday we were making delicious licorice g-strings.
Really?
Whoa.
I thought she was serious.
So tell us how you make them.
Vanilla fudge.
You don't want to go into the g-string area
and
of edible underwear because it's just. It rides up too much.
Does it?
Yeah, you need loose-fitting...
Bloomers.
Go for bloomers.
Just on the subject of edible underwear, just for 30 seconds, do you eat them while they're on or...
Oh, Colm.
Okay, so back to the food. the edible gifts were...
in the corner on your hand.
Look. Tommy Underpants wants to get in here.
I got the name.
So I have a pastry star here. How do you make it into a star?
They're
it's amazing.
So simple.
Oh, you say that.
I feel a little embarrassed. They're so simple. You just roll out pastry.
You're so embarrassed. Pastry. They're so simple.
They are. Because I did basically the roulades, the mince pie roulades and the stars together. So I just rolled out a sheet of puff pastry with a little star cutter, cut them out into star shapes, sprinkled lovely parmesan, but you could put aged Kool-Aid on it or whatever.
And then
I put some really fresh rosemary on it. I egg washed it first, actually. Then some fresh rosemary or a dried oregano into the oven for 10 minutes. And you got these really fun ones. But you can do shapes of like Christmas trees or Santa Clauses. You could put olives or sunburst tomatoes on them.
Mm.
You could
Willies.
Put chocolate chips on them, make them sweet ones. And then for the roulades, I had some really lovely mincemeat. So I just rolled out my puff pastry, put the mincemeat all over it, and then just twirled it all up, sliced them, and then put almond flakes on it, cinnamon, and into the oven for 10 minutes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Are they good?
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
They're so tasty.
Three minutes to explain.
That's scary. And apparently they're so easy to make, it's embarrassing.
They're so easy to make, and I have the recipe up on the 12 Days of Christmas on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll stick it up today as well.
Kevin?
Delicious.
Yeah, good.
It looks good. It tastes good. I don't know what to say, Colm. I love it.
Kevin is available for voiceover work at the moment. Ring the Lisa Richards agency.
Thank you for that, Tom.
Because that's where we were the other night.
And the last thing, Zeno, just a pot of crab. And so
Don't give it away yet, because we're here for an hour. We want to talk about those later.
Okay, cool.
We'll be starving in about 10 minutes.
Tell me about Aer Lingus.
Yeah, Aer Lingus. Have you flown recently?
In a plane?
Yeah, in Aer Lingus.
Yes, I... No, I haven't. Aer Lingus.
Okay,
but you're doing the food now.
Yes, I took it over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh. 2 months ago,
that's so cool.
I took it over. So it's basically called Bia with Clodagh's Kitchen. So
right.
I started work with him about a year ago. We both wanted to do the same thing. We wanted to really bring Irish onto the menu.
Yeah.
And so we just spent a year basically finding great producers that we connect with and work with. So we've got like a really fabulous West Cork cheese board, which is gorgeous cheese from Gabeen.
On the airplane. When you're going to Manchester to watch the game.
Yeah.
You and you're hungover
lovely
and locked.
Smoked and non-smoked
cheese
up from West Cork, from Gabeen. Yeah. And then we've lovely Ballymoley relish with it. We've Dishy's Oat Cakes, which is a famous baker up in the north. And then I've got this, my car cake is quite well known at the moment, you know, inside in Arnott's and in Black Rock as well. And so I made a morning muffin.
There's Kevin. Yeah. I can see it all.
You assume I'm filthy. I'm not. I want to hear more about this delicious
morning
innocent muffin.
He's hungry. He's really hungry.
Yeah, but for what?
So I teamed up with Broderick's, which are great bakers, and they made these beautiful muffins with me to my recipe. And we changed up all the sandwiches. We've got gorgeous fresh fruit on there with the little mojito, little kind of a dressing that you put on it, lime and mint.
Because back in the 80s, airplane food was so cool. And the first time I ever flown was to the States. I flew Pan Am. They're gone now because they found out all the pilots were drunk. But before they lost their license, that's actually why they went. They went out of business.
Really?
Yeah. No, actually, it's not. Are we live? Anyway, so...
What's your lawyers like here?
They're fine. They've great figures. So when you went on, they gave you a menu as you got... And you chose what you wanted, and then you put your seat number in. And then they came
like
down...
Like a wedding?
Yeah, before you
How
flew
decadent.
Off. They came down then with champagne. And this was just the normal...
This first class?
No, God, no. This was the 80s. I could barely afford to walk.
Could you smoke? Yeah, you could smoke
you
as
could
well.
You could smoke, of course.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Smoke a pipe and a cigar. And
that's where you could smoke on
Yeah, you could smoke.
In a sealed tube in space.
You were allowed to have sex right on the aisle. No problem at all. And set fire to people's hair. They were the 80s. It's all changed, doesn't it?
Goes all the way.
And what kind of things are on the menu?
Like salmon, fresh salmon. But the big thing was, and this was a 747, when you went up the front to go to the toilet, there was a kitchen and there was a chef and he was cooking.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I would love to do a flight, actually.
Yeah.
I must say it, Terry Lynn, because I'd love to do a flight over where I'm actually cooking for a group of people.
Can we all go?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We could do the Colin Hay shows on board.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a first. Okay, guys, we're all on board. Okay.
It'd be like Rihanna. Didn't she do her 7-7?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
7-7-7. On a Boeing 7-7-7.
Thank fuck it's Friday in flight.
We can do 12-12 because you're doing 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
We need to fly pretty soon, maybe Monday.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
let me make a call.
Where are we going?
Hi, it's Claude and Colin.
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, Claude is going to stay with us, obviously, and the restaurant's open in Blackrock. How's that doing? It's a great place.
It's doing really good. Yeah, I was in there roasting turkeys this morning because we've got a lot of Christmas parties in there at the moment. And so, it's very busy with a lot of Christmas parties, and we've got our new Christmas menu on and the wine bar, and we've got all the decorations up. It's really lovely there.
I just passed by one day and I popped my head in, and Claudia was there immediately, and you gave me so much bread. It was amazing. It was just, have this and this and this, and I went home.
Well, you came up at your face up to that. I was up at the pass, the chef's pass, and he comes and he goes, oh, do you want that lovely bread? Oh, look at that bread. Oh, my God.
Claudia, what is the best way to reheat pizza?
Best way to reheat pizza?
I actually heard a brilliant idea.
Go for it.
And I won't take it. The credit is my friend Richie. But
this is Tommy Underpants from
Tommy Underpants. You actually get a toaster.
Yeah.
And you put the toaster on its side.
No.
And put the pizza in.
And then you put the slices of pizza in. Oh. But then you have to have something in front of the toaster because they pop out and you don't.
Just put your mouth.
That's it.
Yeah. Your frying pan. Frying pan.
I probably shouldn't have said it because it's a really good idea.
Frying pan is the best
toasters
way to
toasters don't even have to be
pop up.
Yeah.
They could just be sideways.
Just so the whole gimmick of a popping is gone. That's 50s. That
is
like,
it really?
Yeah.
It's
not as exciting as it used to be.
Tell us about your recipe.
Frying pan. If you have a slice of pizza frying in there for a few days, stick it on the pan because the oils go down into the base and it hardens the base as well. It's really quite delicious. It's actually better than the first time you had pizza.
Wow.
Or deep fry it.
And you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
I'm a little bit shocked. I'm questioning your abilities as a chef.
Sorry. Yeah. Who is deep fried pizza here? You have?
No, but I'm just telling people to deep fry.
It's available.
The population is too high in this country.
We're going to do a few stories with Kevin, but I think we get some music first. This club, are we ready? What are we going to do first?
I won't worry.
Just to say, for everyone here in the Colm Hay Show Festival Dome, I was handing around the headphones so people can listen because there's other. We're here and we're hearing little bits and pieces, but you're on a funny little iPhone
I'm
thing.
I'm dialing it in straight. My ma's doing beatboxing. Plug this thing in. She's there.
Come on, Maxie.
She's good. She's good. I like her. So there's lots going on. So we hear little bits of it, but when it goes out, it sounds so good, and that's because Damo Chanel is here. And he's wearing a hat and he's on set.
Yeah, he's Jesus.
Can we eat some of those?
He's Jesus.
Can we eat some of those brand stars now?
Oh, okay. Oh, the band wants to eat. And while the band are eating.
That's a great name you should adopt for, for those particular.
They're going to sell like.
It is the Colm Hay Show. It is 2FM. It is Thank Feck It's Friday. We are going to take a break.
You're listening to the Colm Hay Show on 2FM.
Call us now, 1850 715 922.
Ah, yes, it's Thank Feck It's Friday. We have a party. Yee-hoo! We got a hot sprocket. We got this club. Yay! We got food with Claude McKenna. Yay! Lottie Yay! Ryan is here with all the show. The new host of Republic of Telly, Kevin we should just call you the host now at this stage. You're past the new, aren't you?
I suppose, I don't know. Yeah, like three episodes in, it felt more comfortable.
It's when, like, you know, when you get the all-new fairy liquid, eventually they have to stop with the all-new and just, that's it, you know what I mean?
Or the changing of the Mr. Muscle Man. Like, that's something we've all kind of come to accept. Or the Pope. The Pope or the Mr. Muscle Man. Both of them have had traumatic effects on my childhood.
Both nearly the same people. So, you're here to talk about a few bits and pieces that we were talking about during the week. And one of the big things is that the Ryanair calendar has been banned in Spain. This is all the beautiful air hostesses. Can you say air hostesses?
Mm. Or just air hosts. Is air host hosts now?
Stewards.
Stewards. Stewards. Airline stewards.
Men with light chick
air mattresses.
Okay. So anyway, the calendar has been banned in Spain because they reckon it's sexist.
Do you think it's sexist, Colm?
No, I think it's fantastic.
I don't know. Like, I mean, calendars. Do you ever work like in a garage or with a lot of men around you?
Yeah.
There's a sort of a fake innocence with sexy calendars where it's like, oh, it's a bit of crack. But it's a tool for, can you say wanking? You can't say wanking.
No, you can't. No.
Interfering with yourself. You know, let's just be honest and call it what it is.
Do you think that's what it is?
Of course it is.
Like, when in a garage...
Go into any garage and
the separate calendar.
Look for the calendar and look how many times it's been taken off.
Oh my God.
It's a disgusting world, Colm.
I know, yeah.
I'm only holding a mirror
Clodagh
up to society.
Clodagh is absolutely disgusting.
Clodagh, have you never worked in a garage? Not even doing sausage rolls.
And April is always the worst month for that.
But I don't... if the met more equal, you know, they probably need sexy men or sexy animals or sexy furniture to balance
sexy
it off.
Furniture, nice.
Sexy furniture is good.
Yeah, just a couch that looks like a big arse. Something like that. You know?
Nice legs on that table.
Is it not just a language thing, though? If it's Spain, did they just read it? I mean, they think sexist is sexy. They thought it was sexy.
It could be
a That's why it's muy sexist.
So the judge got it wrong. He loved it.
Yeah. Oh, sexy.
You don't think a lot of the vocabulary of your average Spaniard. Hey, let's say Spaniard. You're probably not.
Say Spaniard.
Really?
What's wrong with Spaniard?
Spick is the preferred.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
I can say that because I am one.
Oh, that's fine.
He's got some millions.
Are you Spanish?
Stones.
No, I'm Peruvian, but look.
Okay, that's
whatever.
Fine. That's fine. We'll need your passport for details later on for the solicitor. Okay, and the lawyer. Also, this year, the list came out, yesterday, of the YouTube hits, right? The biggest YouTube videos of the year. You guys, Republic of Telly, and you're the new host.
We got number three.
You got number three.
We got number three, yeah. So we're delighted with that.
And what was the video for? You know you're Irish, Wayne.
You know you're Irish. I'm glad you said it before me. I wasn't sure if it was that one or the wedding one.
That's actually a great one.
But, is it? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, anything, if you put Irish in the title of a YouTube video, you're going to do pretty well anyway. But it was you know, it was very successful. We're very happy with it.
What was it about? You know you're Irish
just
when...
Just various things, just kind of like a general parody of us in general, I suppose.
I think I did see it.
Did you see it?
What were a couple of things?
Did you giggle, Clodagh?
I giggled. What were a couple
Let
of things?
Let me hear
you
giggle, Clodagh.
Let me hear your giggle, Clodagh.
Sorry, who was that? What a deep giggle.
Just for everyone listening, that was Clodagh.
He laughed like Jabba the Hutt.
I've never seen him laugh. Have you gone on YouTube or other stuff as well? Have you looked at anything else?
I'm not a big YouTuber.
Are you not?
You know, when it comes on Facebook, you know, you click on it.
Right.
Let me see. I like the Bane from Batman versus the you know that traveler fighting video.
Yes. Yeah.
Which
is
Bane from Batman, and it just really adds a lovely visual element to the whole thing.
I like the ones that are completely bizarre and have no sense, and they get like 20,000 hits. I was looking at one the other day, and it's dressing your frog for Christmas.
That's animal cruelty, Colin.
The frog looked okay. And it was actually somebody made up a little Christmas costume for a frog. Now, clearly it wasn't a pet, so they had to go out to the field, find a frog, bring it in, get its size, down the shops, and they dressed a frog for Christmas.
That used to be
a serial killer start. Yeah. Like, that's bizarre.
My two favourite ones are animal. Have you seen Chimpanzee and Dog Best Friends?
Oh, no. Yeah,
that's a very good one. Or Cats Catching Their Reflections. In the mirror.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah,
that's a fantastic.
The,
oh, fun!
Yeah. We have a kind of a band favorite. It's called Acid Lizard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that?
And it's just an audio recording of a guy on acid, I assume, and his friends had thrown him into a cupboard and locked the door and just recorded his ramblings for about 2.5
horrible.
Minutes.
Yeah,
but
they have an animated
lizard to it, and it's priceless.
Makes total sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, made by the same people. What's the lizard element there?
Well, listen, nothing makes sense on YouTube. That's the whole point of YouTube. It doesn't have to make sense, except when you guys are on Hotbox or this club.
The See You Next Tuesday video. You saw that one, I assume?
That one was beautiful.
Yeah. That one was absolutely beautiful.
And a great
play. It captured how people do that lovely half pose to make it look like you're having a mental time.
Yeah.
But you're actually just freeze framing, basically.
Listen, have you guys got Anchorman on Monday night?
I couldn't even confirm or deny those rumors. Ooh.
So what are you doing, confirming or denying, or neither?
I'm doing neither. I'm not. You'll have to just tune in and see, like, you know?
Okay.
That's a no.
That's a definite no.
No, it's a... Am I not perking up your curiosity even that much more by not giving you a right answer?
No.
No.
Okay. No, you've got to give us an answer. Yes or no? Yes or no? I put it to you.
Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe.
He's behind you.
There's bits near the end. There's bits of it.
They're in it with bits.
There's bits of it. Little sprinklings of celebrity
Will Ferrell's
guests.
Ankle.
we raided his bin in his hotel room, and we've got, you know, various photographs and drawings.
Oh, okay, really? We're going to get some more music, and then we're going to eat some more of your food, Clodagh.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Okay, so
I'm here to feed.
Call my mum.
Would you call your mum, please? Yeah. Get her on bass there. This is the cover. Yeah. This is the song you guys did in the VW Beetle. Was it a Beetle? Wasn't it?
It was a Renault Scenic.
Oh, was it? Okay.
No good card.
Not very.
You
gotta
share the headphones again, though, because it's all in the cans.
It's all in.
Oh, well, I've got the headphones. I'll share them around to the group, to the room. This is En Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
I love this one.
This is an amazing song. Brilliant song. And you guys are now about to do it, and you're not in your car. Take it away. Wow.
Mariah Carey over there.
I know, amazing, isn't it? Again, I passed the headphones around to everybody so they could have a listen, because there's so much going on as well, just not here. And it reminded me of my college years, but it wasn't headphones I was passing around.
Confession time.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
Did you inhale? Did you inhale?
Excuse
me. Did you inhale?
Yeah, helium.
It was glue in the 80s, yeah? It was all about glue.
I'm stuck on you, baby. That was Lionel Richie. That was all about glue. Anyway, okay, it is Tank Fick, it's Friday. It is the Colm A Show. It's 2FM. Clodagh, what have you got for us now?
Yes, Clodagh, you next. Okay.
Feed me, Clodagh.
Should I go? I'm going to pass around some of my... this is my bestseller in the restaurant.
All right.
It's potted crab.
Potted crab.
Yeah. Now, the secret is to get really good Irish fresh crab.
Yeah.
I've got this up from Dingle, from Ted Brown. He's he's my crab supplier for the restaurants. And I've mixed in with it some fresh chilli, some horseradish, a little bit of creme fraiche. What else goes in there? Oh, some lime zest, some lime juice, some fresh dill. And then you just pot them. But I like the kind of rustic way of kind of you're having a party, you're entertaining.
Oh, sorry, that's just bread. I thought it was a crab sandwich. It's not. It's just bread.
So you dip it.
There it is. There. Sorry.
So basically, okay.
This is complicated.
I have the crab. I have the crab in little pots.
Yeah.
And then you have a little spoon, and then you help yourself and put it on a little bit of bread.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous. Oh wow.
I'll say that now once you've tasted it.
No, it just looks great. I love crab. I absolutely love crab.
Do you want some?
I'd eat it with your mouth this time.
Yeah, I'll
fucking is that batch loaf?
No, it's sourdough.
Sourdough.
Yeah, we got our bread from Aaron Bakery, which is a really cool two young guys who bake have a bakery over in Smithfield, and they supply us with all our bread.
Kirk, Clodagh, what's the story with Boxty? Yeah,
yeah. What's the story with Boxty?
Boxty, how come you can't get it anywhere outside of like the Midlands or the West?
It's big. It's from Dublin.
I'm saying that
but you can't get it in. It's the Midlands version of Coddle, yeah. Basically.
Coddle scares me.
I thought Boxty was a real Dublin thing.
No, Boxty's potato bread. Isn't
yeah, potato bread. Okay. But it's like it comes in a little. And a little
so outside
ball.
Of Dublin,
it's like
you
a
can't
ball
get
of grey matter yeah. that you buy and fry. It's delicious.
I just don't think it's that popular, is it?
Clodagh, yeah. Bring it back, will you?
Bring it back.
But it's a bit like in Waterford. What is it? The blah.
I love the blah.
What's the blah?
And it's just, the blah is basically a little white. It's kind of like a little bap, right? But it's really, really flowery little bap.
I love baps.
And and it's done. The method that they do it makes it really lovely and light and flowery. But they just got their PDO, so that means that you cannot make a blah, and you cannot call it a blah outside of Waterford. Yeah. It has to be done to a specific recipe.
It's
and
like Connemara
like
lamb. Like
champagne.
It's like champagne, brandy, Connemara lamb, Clonakilty pudding.
Clonakilty black pudding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Galway girls.
Galway girls.
You can't be called a Galway girl unless you're a girl from Galway. The blah sounds like Cork slang. Like, come up the town for the blah.
You're such a blah. Like, yeah. You used to be a langer, now you're just a blah.
I love it.
Yeah. And then we're going, what?
Very lazy no slang.
Just to mention the Hot Sprockets guys, where are you playing? You got a New Year's Eve gig, yeah?
Yeah, in the Workman's.
In the Workman's Club,
New
Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, it's with Cole Comfort, and there's another act to be announced.
Okay.
Good news.
Ooh. And selling well at the moment, or just going
on? Yeah,
it's
going really well, yeah. Tickets are 15, I think, but get them early if you can.
Okay, and this club, you guys, what's up? Like,
we're doing a New Year's Eve in the Workman's. We're to be confirmed.
Yeah. No, we're kind of focusing on the States at the moment because we are doing some releasing.
Wow.
Releasing
just like
some
Al
stuff
Qaeda.
Over
there.
Yeah, just like that.
Al, yeah, he's my buddy Al.
Yeah, Mariah Carey invited me over for a coffee morning. Yeah. So we're gonna play that.
So are you going over to the States again?
We got a deal.
Did you?
We got a deal, mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
With who?
Can't tell you.
Some guy in the corner in Harlem.
Yeah.
Come on, tenor.
We met him. We were all red fire. Yeah. Just one night, and he was like, I'll sign you.
Let's make a deal. We never tell anyone about this.
A record deal, publishing deal?
It's a publishing, distribution, and marketing deal.
Yeah.
Right. With a label in New York. And there's going to be a big drive over there.
That's cool.
You'll probably fly it.
Boom!
Sorry, guys.
And you can have some
Actually, can I ask a question? Can you still get a boat from Southampton to New York?
Yes.
That's the thing.
How long would that take?
It's very expensive, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because I think it's only the luxury ones now, isn't it? That go, and then it's...
Somebody asked me recently how long would it take. I have no idea.
I think it takes about 2 weeks, isn't it?
I know the last one, didn't that sink?
Why are you out of time?
That one.
No, he's not. He just likes... cruising.
I need to bring a dog to the States. And apparently it's not cool to put a dog in an airplane for 7 hours because it's really traumatic.
I think 7 hours of trauma is better with my food on board Aer Lingus.
Okay.
2 weeks of life.
Is it dog food?
We'll do a special breakfast.
Would that be good?
He'll eat anything.
His name is Stephen. Shout out to Stephen, the dog.
Hey, Stephen.
Your dog is called Stephen?
My dog, he's a basset hound called Stephen.
Stephen? Yeah. Who's he named after?
Well, Stevie Nicks, even though it's a male dog.
But basically, I named my dog after Stevie Nicks.
I didn't want him. The only say I had in the whole situation was I got to name him, so I decided to name something really ridiculous. Like, just to annoy.
Regardless of what way you take it over, though, doesn't he have to be put in quarantine probably for ages?
Apparently that's just on the way back. Because we don't have rabies, they do, because they're all dirty.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
God, this conversation can go anywhere now at the moment. So I think what we'll do is we will take a break.
Call Colm. On 1850 715 922. The Colm Hay Show on 2FM.
Oh, yes, we are here. We are live. It is Thanksgiving Friday. It is the Colm Hayes Show. Everyone's here. Actually, just the guys, this club are just talking to me. GoPro, that crazy little camera, have just sponsored you.
Yeah, we were just chatting with you. You didn't have to say that. We didn't want to show it off.
But should I not mention it?
Seeing as you brought it up.
What is it?
Well, the cameras that we shot the video for the En Vogue song we just played were called GoPros, little cameras. Mm.
Yeah.
Put them any, very versatile. People use them for surfing and for cycling and extreme sports. Anyway, they only got wind of that video about a year after we put it up on YouTube. And put it up on their site, and then all of a sudden it had 500,000 hits.
Wow.
And they made contact with us and sent us a whole lot of new equipment and said, please do another one for us.
Well, yeah. To promote the new Hero 3. Yeah. Cool. To promote the new Hero 3 by GoPro. GoPro.com.
Hero 3.
GoPros are getting really popular with young farmers in the country now, attaching them to tractors as they cut silage.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's making the
what are they doing with the footage?
Just putting them up on YouTube, making wee silage videos,
silage porn.
Yeah, it is. I stay up all night looking at the main fucking silage. To the Matrix soundtrack.
It's slow-mo.
Somehow I know you're speaking the truth.
No, check it out. There's a guy called Mover, who makes really good ones. Mover. He makes like really good silage. I swear to God, yeah.
What a fetishist.
That's too funny.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Cavan. Okay.
He said he didn't even like YouTube videos to start off with.
He's warming up there, you know what I mean?
The truth is coming
out. We're gone at one, you know that.
I've got very specific tastes.
Lolly, what's happening in the showbiz world?
We're going to go to the Golden Globes.
All right.
All the goss is about the Golden Globes this week. Michael Fassbender has been nominated for Best Male. Yeah.
We love him.
Yeah, he is a hottie, isn't he? So, and the Irish in general.
You have sort of a look at Michael Fassbender.
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention it.
Colm.
That worked out well.
The Irish in general are doing well in the Golden Globes because we've Michael Fassbender, then we've U2 for Best Original Song in Mandela, and then we also have the Irish film Philomena for Best Screenplay and Drama. So hopefully we're all going to just take home.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Philomena, I've seen it.
It's good.
It's really good, yeah.
I'm catching up and stuff. I went to see Gravity last week.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It should be called The Importance and Disadvantage of Strong Rope.
Yeah.
Not as catchy, really.
Oh my God. How many times have the rope
play? I know.
So sick of rope.
Did you not like Buzz Lightyear in it, though? I thought he was amazing.
Buzz was good.
Yeah, Buzz was great. That's what they need.
Back in Montana. Oh, yeah. Like, he talks some dung in that film. Yeah. George Clooney.
Anyone who's seen it, right? Actually, have you seen it, Clodagh?
I haven't seen it.
It's a good movie, but did they need George Clooney in that movie?
No.
Yes.
They didn't need
absolutely, yes.
No.
It should have been a smaller actor, as recognised. He annoyed me.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. It's a really, really
smaller actor.
Astronaut.
Doing Capote in the suit.
Why is it about you that annoyed you? Is he too good looking?
Woody from Toy Story.
It was just like, look at these Hollywood guys having fun in space.
Sorry, it's nothing to do with being good looking.
It is.
No, look at the guys around here. We all have to deal with that. So I just thought he didn't need to be such a huge actor playing that part. I would have preferred just somebody. Sandra Bullock was amazing.
Have you seen videos of lads in space, like real NASA dudes? They're nerds. Like, they're lovely. But like, they don't look like George Clooney. Yeah, I would have liked just a very awkward
nerd. The other guy that lasts for 10 seconds.
Yes.
He didn't look like George Clooney.
Whatever.
Spoiler alert.
Boo me.
Oh, God. And he loses half of his face. Sorry about that.
It's not like anybody actually goes for the story because it's a crap story. But you go and you just go, I'm more scared than my trousers will allow
me. That's true. No, I was tense. I left the film feeling very disorientated.
I left it with travel sickness.
But you do have that feeling, don't you? Because it really does feel.
So, you're pushing me along very quickly. I'm moving along.
The Golden Globes are on January 12th, anyway, for people who want to watch them. X Factor, I don't know if people are interested in it. I'm big into the X Factor. Oh, really? No. Really? No.
I think I was hosting for once, one of the bands. I want to smash that guy Luke Friend in the face.
Loads of people don't like Luke.
He's just got a punchable face. He's not a bad guy.
Okay.
You know? I feel the same about George Clooney.
Kind of violent. Anyway,
it's Sunday.
It's this weekend. Well, Saturday's going to be all the performances.
So the prison officer is still there. What's her name?
Sam Bailey.
Sam Bailey, yeah.
Okay. Prison officer.
The old Bailey.
She's going to be performing with Nicole Scherzinger on Saturday.
Okay,
and then. You hate Nicole?
Yeah.
Why? I actually do too.
Why?
She's just so painful.
Oh, right.
Painful.
Yeah. We've bad history. Painful. Right. Maybe painful. Girls hate Nicole the way boys hate George Clooney.
You guys are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I love good. You.
Oh, man.
If this was TV, that would have been fantastic.
Okay, that was a great impression.
Clodagh, now do an impression of Nicole.
Yeah.
So it's
also,
Sunday.
Luke is going to be performing with Ellie Goulding.
All right, and I love Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, I do love Ellie Goulding.
That is, she her is performance brilliant. In The Picnic, The Electric Picnic, was just stunning.
The Picnic.
Absolutely, The Picnic.
We call it The Picnic. Yeah,
yeah, we call cool. it The Picnic.
And
next year we just call it The Pick.
Nicholas.
And then the pee in the park.
Colm.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
Colm, I'm trying to tell you who Nicholas is going to perform
okay,
with.
Sorry.
Let me get
go
through
on,
my
go
story.
On, go on,
Nicholas
go on,
is going to be performing with Shane Filan from Westside, singing.
Oh, wow, he's back.
Flying Without Wings.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so,
I want to hear that song again.
Yeah, see, we so miss it, don't we?
That's the Saturday. Then the Sunday for the big announcement, there will be The Killers, Elton John, Katy Perry, One Direction.
Yeah.
So big performances.
Okay, do the top Twitter trends.
Okay, top Twitter trends.
Because we've been just chatting too much.
But that's okay. Top Twitter trends. We've got singer Shane McGowan is trending because of all the royalties he's going to earn.
How much?
€460,000 this year.
Yes.
That's a lot of whiskey.
There's not enough drink in the world, even with that. He gets that every Christmas. Yeah. That lands on the royalties. Guys, do you make a lot of royalties this year?
Yeah.
Hot Pockets, a lot of royalties.
Oh, we make
big time. Oh, jeez, tons.
Yeah. You should be banging out albums of Christmas songs, just to be safe.
Fairy Tale of New York is only number two. Number one in royalties is Merry Christmas, Everybody, Slade. €600,000 a year.
Oh, one nutty.
It's crazy money.
And what else is trending?
Okay, Beyonce is trending because today she released her album with absolutely no promotion whatsoever, and
like 17
videos to go along with all the
17.
Songs.
Wow.
All came out in one go, and
a lot of work, guys.
She doesn't need to promote anything.
iTunes just completely crashed this morning because so many people were trying to get it. So
is that the top trend?
That's the top trend.
Top
column.
Trend. Right. Top trend.
Top trend.
Okay, we need to go. We're going to get some music. I want to say thank you to everyone who's here. Clodagh McKenna. Yeah.
Scrumptious.
You have your good thing.
Scrumptious.
Merry Christmas.
Kevin McGarren, the present host of... Clodagh Ryan, as always.
Looking good. Working.
We've had some great music from this club. Band, okay, and our second house band, because I love these guys as well. Hot Sprockets are here.
Thank you,
sure
thank you.
Okay, enjoy the weekend, everybody. We're having our Colm Hay Show lunch this afternoon.
Yes, we are.
You're dressed. Have you brought a dress in? Are you
going
like
dressed.
That? Are you going like that?
What are you trying to say?
You look fantastic.
Thanks.
And we'll bring some food as well because the bill will be cheaper then. So we'll bring some clothes. For you. So, and we're going to finish with the Hot Sprockets. Thank you, everybody. Take it away.